all around us flies the snow. Winter finds us moving slow. From a dark wood comes the sound of a tall tree falling down. Little sparrow, did you hear wings of angels drawing near? Breath of winter chills the ground. Now a tall tree's falling down. Little sparrow, did you weep? Did you wake from restless sleep? Was your heart then turned around by a tall tree falling down? Little sparrow, still you fly, still you gaze into the sky. Are you longing, do you yearn for a tall tree to return? All around us flies the snow. Winter finds us moving slow. From a dark wood comes the sound of a tall tree falling down.
Hi, everybody. It's Mama D. This has been a challenging week for myself and my family. In our family, a tall tree did indeed fall down. My father passed away on February 7th at 11:30 in the evening. I was with him. My mom, his sister, and one of my sisters were with him. And I can't quite tell you how that felt. I can say that my dad was a great guy, and we all loved him dearly, and he will be very, very sadly missed by all of us. We are soldiering on together, taking care of Mom, and remembering to celebrate not that he died, but that he lived. And we're remembering all of the things that he did, the funny things that he said, the funny moments in our lives. And so we've found some good. We found some good in all of this. And so the tone of the show may be a little different than you're used to today, but I'm going to bring you some remembrances and some music that means a great deal to me. And I'm just going to say that this one is in honor of the big guy. Now, my dad was a farmer. He was a meat cutter and a master sausage maker. There is just no question. You need to know that about my dad. He was someone who loved to laugh, although you wouldn't think that he did, to look at his face. And he was a big guy. He was a big man with big, broad shoulders. And he cared. He cared about all of us, all of my brothers and sisters, and there are a lot of us. I'm the oldest of seven. He had 11 grandchildren. He and my mom would have been married for 47 years this coming April 2nd. That in and of itself is a feat to, just a feat. Because those of us in the generation after them are give up so easily on our relationships, and we don't fight through the hard times. We think that there's a problem and we right away give up. I was, over the last few days, we're finding things that I thought would help me heal, put a little balm over a slightly tried spirit. One of these things I found goes like this. It's called Wings, and it's anonymously written. It says, Lord of all growing things, by such sweet secret influences as those that draw the Scylla through the melting snows and bid the fledgling bird trust untried wings, when quick my spirit grows, help me to trust my wings. There's some music that in the last little while has come to really mean so much to me. And one of them is this one. It's coming up. It's Diana Krall and the Chieftains. Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are falling. Tis you, must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. Tis I'll be there in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy. I love you so. all the flowers are dying. If I am dead, as dead I come and find the place where I am loved, and heal and say, an ave for me. And I should, though soft you tread above, and all my if you will build and tell me that you love me, then I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
You know, it's been a bittersweet time for my family and I. We've been spending so much time with one another, and it really helps. It really does help the kids. His youngest grandchild is just shy of two. And she's a little bundle of fun. And her older sister, who's 4 and a half and off at school, and is special me this week. A sweetheart too. She's a cute kid and another bundle of energy and determined to live life the way that she's gonna live it. And I say, way to go, baby. I'm proud of you. One of the things that I was reading that really gave me pause for a little strength in the last couple of days is, it's called Assurance, and it's written by John Bailey. We can do without reward in this life. We can do without glory. We can do without a crutch and without a spur. But we cannot do without the assurance that as we struggle for fine things, the struggle is a real one and a fight that counts. Another one part that I wrote, and it comes in anonymously, was, not until the loom is silent and the shuttles cease to fly shall God unroll the canvas and explain the reason why. The dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hands as the threads of silver and gold in the pattern that he's planned. And that's really true. It is really true. How can any of us understand and accept and appreciate the wonderful things that happen to us if we don't have dark periods in our lives, if everything that we have that is handed to us is good and tasty and wonderful, then we don't appreciate all of those wonderful things. It just becomes a matter of our daily lives, and we don't know to treasure and to enjoy and to appreciate the wonderful things that we've been given if we don't sometimes get slammed a little. And that is the nature of being a human being. Here are the Rankins.
Hush, the waves are rolling in, wide with foam, wide with foam. Father toils amid the storm, the winds roar wild and deep. How they moan, how they moan. Brother feeds the wandering sheep, and the bear
You know, I have been thinking of and remembering so many things with my brothers and sisters. We've been remembering our dad as we were growing up, as the big man, and sitting on his tractor and tilling the fields and feeding the cows and laughing, barbecuing. A meat cutter would barbecue, trust me, a meat cutter barbecues. And all of the many family occasions that we've had. My uncle, the last few years, Dad has been so sick. He was a diabetic. He was on oxygen 24/7. He was on dialysis. He was not a well man. And yesterday, one of my uncles reminded us that, you know, your dad was not always sick. And it's true. So true. He was almost an unstoppable force of nature, it seemed. When I was a little girl, that's kind of the way I thought of him. My daddy was this big man who constantly worked hard and did things, and who was always there to help a neighbor or a friend or someone whose car had broken down at the end of the driveway. He was always there. He got up early and he worked late. And he rested. It's funny, I was thinking, life begins with so much promise for each of us. A baby is born. We sometimes forget that with that gift, there's a little downside. Because that's when the countdown clock really starts ticking for all of us. Sometimes the book is long, with a lot of chapters. Sometimes it's just a really short one, a children's book. And sometimes it seems so short that it is just a little pamphlet. Doesn't matter how many chapters we are or how many pages there are in our book. It just never seems, for those of us who remember and think of the person that we have lost, it just never seems long enough. But that is indeed life, the promise and the curse. Seems to me the trick is to live the chapters we've been given well. To fill them full with laughter and love and food and people. Fill your life with people. Walk softly on the earth. Walk beside those who are put in our path. Sometimes just to have company, and sometimes to be that person's crutch. If someone needs you, be there for them. To learn to laugh, to learn to love, but also to learn to anger and to cry and to lose. We cannot win all the time. It's a really rocky path. With mountains and crevices to climb and descend. And hopefully for all of us, when we reach near the last of our personal book, we will have encountered people who will mourn our passing, who will remember the sound of our voice, who will remember the tread of our footsteps. I don't know that I can say more about my dad, but to say that I remember the sound of his voice. I remember the tread of his step. I remember the pride that he had in his kids and in his grandchildren. We loved him. And we will miss him. I remember, gosh, I remember when I was little, he practically had to saw down that tree. Oh man. I had a cat. Her name was Snowball. And as farm cats will, well, their lives are sometimes short. Anyway, Snowball was out in the barn and the cow rolled over and Snowball was gone. Because cows bigger than cats, trust me. Well, Snowball had had kittens in the tree. And oh gosh, I tried so hard to save those kittens. Dad had to cut down a portion of a branch for me to get into the little nook that she'd managed to have her kittens in. There were about four of them. I remember the white one held out the longest. It was determined to try. And I was determined to try and save him. But cats generally don't survive on cow's milk. And, well, you know, I imagine the cows wouldn't survive and thrive on cat milk either. It is unfortunately the nature of things. So, in any case, it one by one the kittens died, and we buried them. But I remember how willing my dad was to have me try. I guess he wanted me to learn the lesson that little things like that are indeed fragile, and that life is indeed fragile. I remember my dad saying to us just before he passed that, you know, he said, "I never let you guys think that life was all a bed of roses. I never let you think that all of it is easy," he said. "I always made sure that you guys realized that there is a balance to all of this." And he did. Hear the paper boys.
Blood will flow, flesh and steel are one, drying in the color of the evening sun. Tomorrow's rain wash these stains away. Something in our minds will always stay. Perhaps this final act was meant to clinch our lifetime's argument. That nothing comes from violence. Nothing ever could. For all those born beneath an angry star, lest we forget how fragile we are. On and on the rain will fall, like a tease from the star, like a tease from the star. And on and on. Sangre no estará, se la llevará la lluvia y ya no estará. acero y piel, combinación tan cruel, pero algo en nuestras mentes quedará. Un acto así terminará con una vida y nada más. Nada se logra con violencia, ni se logrará. Todos nacidos en un mundo así, no olviden su fragilidad. Y lloras tú y lloro yo, y el mundo también, y el mundo también.
You know, some of the things that, and throughout the show, you've been hearing Phil Coulter in the background, in case you're wondering. I found this, and I have this big book. It's called Words of Life, and it's this old, old book. Goodness, it's old, and the pages are very fragile, and it's just full of inspirational quotes, and some of them from the Bible and from various other places. There's a poem called Fathers. It's written by Richard L. Evans. Fathers are for giving a name and a heritage to their children, clean and honorable. Fathers are for long, hard work, mostly their own kind of work. For not being home so much as mothers. For seeming to be pretty busy, and for trying to give their children things that fathers never had. Fathers are for talking with, for encouraging, for putting arms around, for understanding mistakes, but not condoning them, for disciplining when needed, then loving all the more for being strong and forceful, and for being tender and gentle. I was lucky in the last years to see how much my dad and my mom meant to each other. And it was something that you don't always notice when you're a kid because, ew, they're your parents. But it was something that I noticed, how much they loved one another and what good care they took of one another. I would say this about my mom in the last years. She was stronger than Hercules. She was. She took such care, because she's this tiny little woman, of my big strong dad. He would fall and she would pick him up. Often without any of us knowing that it had happened. She worked like a Trojan to take care of him, to dialysis and to the doctor and whatever he needed. Mom was there. So way to go, Mom. You showed me. You showed me what it takes to really, really take care of someone. You know? Dad was bigger than you, and I know how hard it would have been for you. But you did it. Way to go, Mom. We are so proud of you. We really are, all of us. And my sister-in-law. Mom and Dad live in an in-law suite below my brother and sister-in-law. And she got up every morning at 6 o'clock to make sure that Dad had his insulin shot. And when Mom was in the hospital having triple bypass, she was right there. She took care of him. I have an amazing family. And I am so lucky. This one is for a member of my amazing family, for my dad. This is Aaron Neville. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I bid you good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Lay down, my dear brother. Lay down and take your rest. I wanna lay your head upon your Savior's breast. I love you, but Jesus loved you best. I bid you good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. I bid you good night.
Good night. Good night.
One of these mornings, bright and early and soon. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Now they're picking up the spirit to the shore beyond. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Go walking in the valley of the shadow of death. Good night. His rod and his staff gonna comfort me.
Oh,
good night.
Good night. Good night.
John the wise said I saw a sign. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Lord, send a fire, not a flood next time. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Tell me, Father, off that wonderful boat. Good night. She really loaded down, getting water to flow.
Oh,
good night.
Good night. Good night.
Not be for the beast at the ending of the world. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Eat all the children that would not be good. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
I remember right well. I remember right well. Good night.
Good night.
I went walking to Jerusalem just like John. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, good night. Lay down, my dear brother. Lay down and take your rest. I wanna lay your head upon your Savior's breast. I love you, but Jesus loves you best. I bid you good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh,
I bid you good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, good night. Good night.
Oh, yeah, good night. Good night, big guy. Dad, in the last days, was very focused on where he was going. And I don't talk about this often, my own personal beliefs, but I believe there is a God. I believe that God sent his son. I believe that he went and made a place for us that is so amazing. I believe that we, when we get there, will feel no pain ever again, and I am so grateful for that. As I said, I was with my dad when he passed. I can't begin to tell you the peace that was in that room. It was like angels were beating back the sounds of everyday life with their wings. Because I think that's what they were doing. When Dad passed, he just stopped. He was sleeping and he just stopped breathing. And there was this smile, this look on his face
of such peace. And there was a little smile. Now my grandpa and my grandmother have been dead for, well, my grandfather has been dead for a long time. He passed away in the early 70s. My grandmother lived to 92, 93. She was an amazing woman too. And my aunt passed away 15 years ago, just about. So I think of them greeting Dad at the door. I think of my aunt going, "Hey, we waited for you." One of the things that I was reading was some of the things I was reading about were about heaven. One of them was written by Edwin Markham, that we should survive death is not, to me, incredible. The thing that is incredible is life itself. Why should there be any life at all? Why should this world of stars have ever come into existence? Why should you be here and why I here? Why should we be here in this sun-illuminated universe? Why should there be green earth under our feet? How did all this happen? This wonder that we know, this is the incredible thing. That power projected it all into existence. This challenges my faith, excites my astonishment, lifts me to the ineffable. Some power has called us here out of the unknown. We did not come here of our own wills. Some higher power has evolved it all. And the power that has caused this revelation of wonder and mystery can easily have prepared for us another surprise beyond the shadows of death. I believe that this stupendous power we call God has created a world beyond this world, a world of spirit for the spirit of man. Ralph Hodgson wrote, "He came and took me by the hand up to a red rose tree. He kept his meaning to himself, but gave a rose to me. I did not pray him to lay bare the mystery to me. Enough the rose was heaven to smell, and his own face to see." You know, I would say to you that in the last days, these last days, the thing that I have learned so much is this. I have learned to say I love you. I've learned to say I love you. And we all need to learn to say it. So, to those that I are listening, whom I know, personally. I love you. And until next week, ciao, Bella.
And I have